From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Grand Country Rewind. I'm Mike Patrick along with Jamie Hagee. And boy, we got a big one. Big show planned for you tonight.
This man is not lying to you, friends. That's right. I'm Jamie. And good evening to you. Our cavalcade of classic country music includes these fine stars.
He likes saying that, folks.
Just saw this guy on the Porter Wagoner Show the other day.
Yep.
Dave Dudley, Crystal Gayle, David Houston, Johnny Lee, Donna Fargo, George Hamilton, and a song from our very own New South.
And our featured artist this week, we've never played, Hal Ketchum.
He's good. He's good. This week's Vintage Branson Moment starts with the first show to start in Branson, the Bullknobbers.
Tonight we kick off our show with this hit. It reached number 2 on the U.S. country charts in 1963.
And this song came out in the middle of the trucker craze when everybody had a CB radio and a handle. Had to have a handle to be on the CB.
If we've covered this before. Yep. My handle was Little Mule Skinner.
Yeah.
Because my grandpa was Mule Skinner.
Okay.
My dad was Hot Dog. What was your title?
Patches. Patches. Dad said, pick a handle, son. And I looked down and I had little patches on my jeans. Mom put patches on my jeans. And so I said, Patches.
Breaker 19 Patches.
Yeah.
You got a Smokey coming up your back door there.
We was Poe, Mike. We were Poe.
Eddie Holloway, he's in the studio. He's our assistant general manager. Do you have a handle? Do you guys have a CB?
Panda.
You were
Panda.
Panda. Well, okay, that makes Patches seem a little better. Okay. Oh. We're going to talk about this, let you listen to the song, folks. Here's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. As the speed's on ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I mean, I'm passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. DC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. As a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. Hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home
tonight. All my heart, I'm hoping you're okay. Guess who loves you
somebody loves you. I couldn't read you by the U.S. mail. You didn't leave a very easy trail. I tried the telephone to no avail. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I do. Na na na. I send this one thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I do. Na na na. Na 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 na. Na na na.
From 1975, that was Crystal Gayle with her one of her early hits, one of my favorites, Somebody Loves You.
We have to pause here to pay the bills, but you'll want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which is pretty good singer, Hal Ketcham.
Absolutely. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious, clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light, it's a small town Saturday night. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
From 1991, that was Hal Ketchum with his number two hit, Small Town Saturday Night.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We're going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, it's Hal Ketchum.
Hal Michael Ketchum was born April 9th, 1953 in New York. At age 15, Hal began performing as a drummer in clubs with a rhythm and blues trio. In 1981, he moved to Austin, Texas, near a small dance hall. It was there he really began to write music and sing, and by 1985, he was a fixture in small Texas clubs.
In 1986, Hal recorded 11 of his self-penned songs. He used his full name, Hal Michael Ketchum, on the album titled Threadbare Alibis, released on the Texas label Watermelon Records. Along with his singing career, Hal began acting, and he appeared in the film Heartbreak Hotel in 1988.
Well, it was 1991. He made the move to Nashville and signed a record deal with Curb Records. Hal released the album Past the Point of Rescue, where both the debut single Small Town Saturday Night and the title track Past the Point of Rescue reached number two on the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart. The album was later certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. 1994 was a big year for Hal. He made a cameo appearance as a bank robber in the hit movie Maverick and became a permanent member of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry.
One of my favorite movies, actually.
And I'm embarrassed to tell you I haven't seen it.
Yep, it's great. It's a great one. Okay. By 1996, Hal was ready to release a greatest hits album, and he called it simply The Hits. It included the single Hangin' There, Superman. In 1998, Hal was diagnosed with acute transverse myelitis, an ailment of the spinal column, which left him without the use of his left side of his body. Hal had to relearn basic skills like walking and later playing the guitar.
After selling more than 5 million albums and racking up a half dozen top 10 hits, Hal was exhausted. He packed up his guitar and headed home to Texas for some peace and quiet. As he sat on his porch enjoying the quiet, his musical wheels began spinning again, and he started to document things he saw as well as memories that crossed his mind.
In 2014, Hal released I'm the Troubadour. The album is a combination of folk, blues, and soul music, and it was his first album in 6 years. Hal Ketchum continues to record and tour, and you can catch him at Wimberley, Texas in February, as well as other dates throughout 2018.
Right now we can play a couple songs from our featured star, recorded and released by Hal in 1993. The song reached number two and is titled Hearts Are Gonna Roll.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, Stay Forever, released in 1995 and was his third single from his album Every Little Word and went to number eight.
Here's our featured artist this week, Hal Ketchum.
Since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. And pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll. Are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, a bridge is gonna burn, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you
for trouble. That's all the girls ever know. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall and bridges gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Spell of her eyes, boy, she's not looking at you. Take it from somebody who knows, she's moving right on through. And hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, a bridge is gonna burn. And hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Ever since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll now.
Maybe I pray too much. Maybe I'm wasting God's time. Living without your touch is driving me out of my mind. If you could only see how much you matter to me, maybe you would stay forever. Maybe I care too much. Maybe I push you away. Maybe I'd have my doubts if I were in your place. But if you could see inside this aching heart of mine, maybe you would stay forever. Trust in me, and this love of mine, we'd sail an endless sea under a starry sky. And when the cold wind blows, we'll hold each other close. Maybe you will stay forever.
That was our featured artist this week, Hal Ketchum.
Coming up next, we have David Houston, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, which tonight features Branson's first founding show, the Ball Knobbers.
That's right. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Last night, all alone in a barroom, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, cold black hair, and eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself temptation was flowing like wine, and I was almost persuaded to strip myself of my pride. Almost persuaded my conscience aside. Then we danced and she whispered, I need you. Take me away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, a reflection of my wedding band, and I was almost persuaded to let strange lips lead me on. Sweet love made me stop and go home.
That was David Houston's 1966 number one hit that remained there for 9 weeks, Almost Persuaded.
Hi, folks. This is Gene Dove, a 32-year veteran of the Ball and Arbor Show, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson, folks. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson, and this week we honor the very first, the Ball Knobbers.
That is right. It was 1959 when the four May brothers, Bob, Bill, Lyle, and Jim, began performing twice a week in a converted roller skating rink on the Lake Taneycomo lakefront, entertaining visiting fishermen at night. The brothers combined popular country tunes with Ozark Mountain music, threw in some great hillbilly comedy to entertain growing Branson audiences. In 1969, the Ball Knobbers, as the brothers call themselves, built a theater on Highway 76, and they've been a staple in this community, and last year they kicked off their 59th year with a little name change and a change of venue.
That's right. The Ball Knobbers became Branson's famous Ball Knobbers and relocated to the former Shanghai Theater located on Missouri Highway 165. The theater has been renamed to the Branson Famous Theater.
Well, and they should be opening right around the corner. You can visit their website, ballknobbers.com, or call the box office at 417-239-4999. You'll want to be there on opening night as they celebrate 60 years.
It'll be a big one. We're going to play you a song from the Ball Knobbers. This vintage Branson moment here is the Ball Knobbers with the old Merle Haggard classic, Let's Chase Each Other Around the Room.
Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on my wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Seems like lately people love to play with fire, and the other games they play are just as bad. Now I'd rather stay at home and feel your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room. Don't chase around and make each other weary, and let's keep all our love at home and out of sight. And let's leave everything like jealousy behind us, and let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's chase each other around. Let's play the games we played on my wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Honey, let's chase each other around.
That was Branson's first founding show, the Ball Knobbers, with our vintage Branson moment this week.
It's time to pay some more bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
That is right. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome blacklight mini golf in 3D.
3D.
Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot. Yeah.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike Patrick, and myself, along with this week's special guest star from Legends in Concert, Martina McBride, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each week we'd like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA. Our guest this night was none other than country legend Johnny Lee. Our cut dates back to June 17th, 2016. Here's Johnny singing his 1980 number one hit, Looking for Love.
Oh my God, you're Johnny Lee, aren't you? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, oh, you look just like my sixth husband. I said, sixth husband? I said, good Lord, lady, how many times have you been married? She said, five. I said, bye-bye. Let's do this song. From the motion picture, The Urban Cowboy, and I'm still looking for love in all the wrong places. How about this band up here, huh? I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Thank you. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling those sweet lies, losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a lover. I'll pass the day I discover another heart, looking for sight. I did everything I could to get me through the night, almost. I don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend. I was looking for love.
And entertainment news with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Well, here we are, just days before Valentine's Day. Which is actually a busy time for Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, dude, so many shows are opening up a couple days before or right in that sweet spot of Valentine's Day. And I got a list that I'll get to. But first of all, had a nice size announcement last week from the folks at Shepherd of the Hills. Now, Shepherd of the Hills has been here for well over 50 years. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of years, it's gone through some hard times. You know, they had to close a couple times, and then last year some new ownership came in and they decided they were going to change the name and they were going to add some new fun adventurous things to do. Well, that ownership group has announced their first huge event. It's Memorial Day.
What's going on?
It's called the Summer Smoking Kickoff, I believe is what it's called.
Sounds like barbecue, man.
It is barbecue. It's actually a it's going to double as a barbecue event. You can go and the festival itself is $10. It's on Friday and Saturday. And you can go around and you can vote and sample like 50, 60 different kinds of barbecue, different kinds of meat.
Sounds like a slice of heaven to me.
And it's a sanctioned event from the Kansas City Barbecue Masters.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're talking.
So they're coming down to
That's
make
sure.
That's
got some meat to it.
It really does. And I bet it's going to be awesome. What's really cool is Friday night, they're actually having a concert event. Concert tickets are separate from the festival tickets, obviously. But they're two young contemporary country music artists. One is a young lady named Ray Lynn, and I believe that she was on The Voice a couple years ago. She was on Blake Shelton's team. Apparently, she's had a couple hits. And the headlining act is a dude named Chris Jansen. Chris Jansen has his two biggest hits are Buy Me a Boat and Fix Me a Drink. And if I didn't know any better, I'd swear that both of those were directed at the Golden Throat of the Ozarks, Mike Patrick.
I mean, why not make it a medley?
I mean, really. But that's cool, man. That's talk to Trey Pels at Clear Marketing. He does all the marketing for Silver Dollar City. Not Silver Dollar City, Shepherd of the Hills. Strike that, reverse it, edit it, do whatever you got to do. But he said that, you know, in addition to the attractions and the live shows and things like that, there aren't very many big-name folks that come to Branson. And that used to be par for the course. Yeah. It used to be all the time.
We were talking about that off the air, just the little empathy of the Ozark names that came through there through the years.
Exactly. So, and that's kind of been, we haven't had that in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So Trey said that they made a concerted effort to actually book these younger, more contemporary acts to come in, and they're stoked about it. They're jazzed. So get your tickets now. Tickets went on sale last week.
I love the idea. You know, we'll probably have a show and I'll miss the concert, but I'll be out there for the barbecue.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. I mean,
we got Kansas City in our back door with some.
I mean, you can't even pay $10 and eat a full meal here in town anymore for what you're going to get out of that barbecue sample
awesome.
And stuff. So that's pretty cool. Let's hit some show openings.
Okay.
Let's see. Earlier this week, we had the Hughes Music Show, which is the newly rebranded Hughes Brothers Show. The Sons of Britches, also at the Little Opry Theater. Both of those shows opened earlier this week. Saturday night, February 10th, the Hey Goods are back at the Clay Cupper Theater. Also at the Hot Hits Theater in downtown, Doo-Wop and the Drifters is back. Sunday, February 11th, the Ozarks Gospel Show returns to the Grand Country Music Hall. And something else is going on at Grand Country?
The brand new Comedy Jamboree just launched this past week.
Oh, one of my favorites.
There's, you know, and we've talked before. You know, when Eddie Parks joined us a couple years back, and you, we had got a year under their belt with him working with Shannon and Justin, you get that chemistry going, and this will be year three for Parks, who just turned 40.
The big 4-0, saw that.
Anyway, happy birthday, Andy. Some fun stuff, some great stuff. Music, all new music, some great music in there, some classics. There's some disco. There's a couple disco dance numbers, maybe some audience participation.
Nice.
I won't give it all away, but we are hosting Air Appreciation.
Oh, sweet.
Now through the 17th of February.
Nice.
$5 admission, 3 o'clock show. Call 417-335-2484 and come out to see the all-new Comedy Jamboree.
That's awesome. It's one of my favorite shows in town, and I can see this show multiple times during the season, and it's never the same show twice.
No.
And those boys are great. And, you know, I feel bad because the singers, they kind of get pushed to the back, you know. But Tiff, Gigi, and Matt do an awesome job, man. And the fact that they've been getting involved in the bits and the skits more and more.
To see them stretch.
Yes, it really is awesome, man. This is the Comedy Jamboree is a great show. And it's, you know, I always tell people, well, we have shows that are Branson funny. And then we have shows that are real world funny. And this is one of those that's real world funny.
Yeah.
Because you never know what these boys
are. Well, and
do.
A lot of stuff, we just watch the news every day and stay, you know, topical. You know, the news itself is.
It is.
We won't get into all that, but.
We don't have nearly enough time.
I don't think we could solve it.
No.
Hey, stay up with Josh multiple places around Ozark Mountain Country.
Every Wednesday and Saturday. Yeah. Branson Tri-Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live is free on your newsstand. Every Friday morning, 106.3 KRZK with Miss Janet Ellis. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, the Branson Backstage Infotainment Extravaganza. And then we wrap it all up with a bow on this fine program.
Coming up next is Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the USA.
You're playing
and
my
have
song.
Have you ever been just driving down the road, singing at the top of your lungs with a song?
Yeah.
You ever had that experience?
I have.
I was sitting at a stoplight one day in Springfield. Happiest girl in the USA was on Willie's Place. And I'm just singing at the top of my lungs. And look over in the car next to me, just looking at me like, what are you doing?
But you know what, man? Sometimes you just got to let people know that you're the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Here it is.
Shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world, it's a skimpity-doo-da-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Good morning, morning, hello, sunshine, wake up. Sleepy head, why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you've enjoyed the show, the music, and the efforts of our people to entertain you. Said differently, thank you for joining us for 1 hour of classic country music. Don't forget to email us at rewind@grandcountry.com and stay with us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance of this week's special guest star from Legends in Concert, Martina McBride. All coming up next on Branson Country USA.
And as mentioned before, the brand new 2018 Comedy Jamboree has started here at Grand Country Music Hall. We're hosting Area Appreciation now through February 17th. It's a $5 ticket. Showtime's at 3 o'clock for our residents of Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas. Come come see the new Comedy Jamboree.
Now here with a great gospel song is Branson's Gospel Group of the Year, New South.
Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. From this whole world we to live eternally. Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. From this whole world we to live eternally. Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. Oh my Lord, what a time. From this old world of thee to live eternally. Oh my Lord, what a time. In that fair land there will be no more night, no sun or moon, for the Lamb of God is light. It's good to know that he's prepared a way to a bright and endless day. Lord,
in a home,
in heaven,
on
heaven, high.
We'll shout
and sing,
we'll walk,
we'll walk
and talk,
and talk.
We'll
shout
and sing,
we'll walk,
we'll walk
and talk,
and talk.
We'll shout
and praise his name every day.
Your day will be the same. Oh my Lord, my burden bearer, my help in trouble, my joy in sorrow, my light in darkness, my sword and shield. Oh my Lord, what a time.
In a home,
in a
home,
we'll shout,
we'll shout,
we'll sing,
and sing,
we'll walk,
we'll walk,
and talk,
and talk.
We'll shout,
we'll shout,
we'll sing,
and sing,
we'll walk,
we'll walk,
and talk,
and talk.
We'll shout,
we'll shout,
we'll
praise his name every day.
Every day will be the same. Oh my Lord, my burden bearer, my help in trouble, my joy in sorrow, my light in darkness, my sword and shield. Oh my Lord, what a time, what a time.
Been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.